So we've spent the show up to this point talking about many aspects related to the war games and connecting the Secret Service and Dick Cheney into the command structure, making sure things ran as they had wanted that day. Mm-hmm. I'm interested, is there anything else real specific that you want to bring up? Because I want to move away from that and look more at how the book is being received, because you talked about positive ratings and good responses. Yeah.
No, I think that's a very important place to go. I mean, I was listening to you guys describe the book, and you were kind of scaring me about my own book. It's not a 600-page academic, treatise. Some of the reviews up on the Amazon site call it the detective story of the century, and I wrote it like a detective story. There is suspense in there. There's drama building. There's the excitement of the investigation, and it is not dry reading by any sense of the imagination. I'm very grateful for the reviews. Again, we're at a solid 5-star rating on Amazon from people who have read the book. Most of whom are saying, "My God, this reads like the most exciting detective story we have ever read." But it puts everything into a much larger global context that takes us well beyond the election here in a few weeks, to the problems we're going to be facing and issues that John Kerry has not even chosen to address at all, like peak oil and like a draft, which is a certainty. I'm still convinced next year, in spite of what both people say, because the math on the U.S. military force levels is just inescapable. We have to have a draft next year. This isn't that scary a read. I don't want people to think you have to have a PhD to read the book. It's not written that way.
Oh, no. It's very, very readable. But as I mentioned earlier, you'll have a little bit greater, enjoyment, understanding, if you are somewhat familiar with some of the issues involved. You don't have to have really dove into 9/11 research or reading about oil or the Project for a New American Century and U.S. plans for global domination, etc. But it helps, and it is very, very readable. So the book is basically just now available out in some limited stores. Mm-hmm. When does it go nationwide?
Well, it depends upon when the shipments arrive, and this is where we have suspected, but we haven't confirmed, a little chicanery on some parts out there and some corporations who want to keep the book out of the public's hands before the election. That's why, as part of my strategy, and I've been publishing from the wilderness for 6 years, but I got 26 years of watching, investigating how some books are suppressed, and it's happened with Peter Dale Scott, a dear friend. It's happened with Gerard Colby, who wrote a great book about the Rockefellers. It's happened with Fletcher Prouty. And what we did at From the Wilderness was we made sure, through a strategy we had, that From the Wilderness had 20,000 copies, and we were shipping. At the moment, we made it clear to Barnes & Noble, to Amazon, to everybody else, that we had the books and were shipping. Then their corporate greed took over, and they said, okay, we'll get the book and we'll start shipping it too, at least in some degree. But the surest way to guarantee that you can get the book, read it before the election, is to come to the From the Wilderness website, and I would stress, do that after you've purchased all the fundraising copies available for KBOO, because you guys deserve a lot of support.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure what has happened since we spoke several weeks ago about setting this interview up, but you had been in New York at the time. I guess it was around the 3-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And you had said that you were working like 30 hours a day and going to all different sorts of media outlets, etc., talking about the book. You had mentioned that at the time, and I won't name names because you can if you want, that a very widely circulated national glossy sort of news-ish magazine was interested in the book. Has there been response at that level in terms of, there's reviews that are going to be written, or there's a lot of copies out at these big mainstream outlets, etc.?
Well, we have requests for review copies from the biggest press and media organizations in the world, from the BBC to the New York Times review of books, to the Washington Post review of books, Harper's, Vanity Fair, Hustler is included. I mean, like 60 major organizations from around the world, all of whom anybody's name would instantly recognize, mm-hmm. and with a great deal of enthusiasm on the part of the book review staff. What we don't know and cannot control is whether at the corporate level people will delay those reviews. And that's a wait-and-see issue. We have had a number of exchanges and interviews with some very large press organizations, and we're waiting to see what they publish or when they publish it. I think at the corporate level, especially if you read the first part of the book about how Wall Street works and corporate stocks work and why the corporate media has no incentive to tell the real truth, that's where you might run into the roadblock. So all we're doing right now is keeping our fingers crossed. We're tickling people and saying, hey, you know, what about this review you promised? And all we can do is wait and see when they come out.
Yeah, one of the points that you mentioned repeatedly throughout the book, and I believe it's actually the chapter, the title of a chapter, the CIA is Wall Street. Wall Street is the CIA. The chapter title actually finishes, and drug money is king.
Right.
And you also mentioned, and I heard this about a year or so back, that Wall Street wants the Bush administration gone. And the reason simply is they're bad for business.
Yeah.
It might seem on the face of it contrary, but, you know, stability. What the folks that run the economy and the world want is stability so they can keep doing what they've been doing for centuries.
Well, yes and no. I mean, clearly there is a feud between the CIA and Wall Street. We have major admissions about from James Pavitt, the former deputy director of operations. Clearly the CIA and the White House are in a feud, and the CIA is Wall Street. And that's because the Bush administration has just engendered such enormous economic, political, and military animosity toward this country that the stability of the system is in question. And that's why they want Bush replaced with a neoliberal like John Kerry, who has still said, I'm going to add 200,000 troops to the military. I'm going to get tough on Iran. I have no idea how anybody could think we could invade Iran. But there is a feud between the CIA and the White House, and that's been clear. I've been writing about it for 2 years, 2 years before these recent press stories came out. But they are not going to continue this for centuries. This is all in the context of peak oil, which is hitting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Next year looks to be probably one of the most devastating years in American history from an economic standpoint, from a military standpoint, from an energy standpoint. Next year, it's going to hit the fan.
And the
question is how things are managed on the downslope of oil production and energy production. Bear in mind, there's 10 calories of hydrocarbon energy in every calorie of food consumed on the planet. You take away the hydrocarbon energy, you take away the food. This is serious stuff. So they aren't going to continue for centuries after this. This game does not go on. The game fundamentally changes, and what's being fought over now is how this is going to play out, because the Bush administration's actions have been actions that have just said, we're just going to fight, shoot, kill, maim, invade, and bully our way over anybody who tries to interfere with our grab for energy resources. And the neoliberals are, you know, trying to advocate a different approach, but with the same basic agenda. The rest of the world goes hungry and America eats.
Mike, I'm sad that I actually have to say that we got to stop at this point. I know that you can go on for hours on your own, and I could talk to you for hours beyond that on the air about this, but I'm done at 11. We got to take our final break. So I thank you very much for giving us an hour of your time this morning to talk about your book, Crossing the Rubicon, and also thank you very much for your kind words about KBOO Radio.
I love KBOO. I love Portland. I love Oregon. I do.
All right. Well, cool. Thank you very much again, and hope to see some good reviews in the near future.
Well, go check Amazon. That'll cheer you up right away.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Mike. All right. So, Mike Rupert, author of Crossing the Rubicon, publisher of From the Wilderness, talking there about 9/11, connecting it to the office of the so-called vice president, and again, from the book announcement, Dick Cheney, prime suspect in the mass murders of 9/11, guaranteeing that the events took place the way they did that day. A copy of the book can be yours for the simple $75 pledge here to KBOO Community Radio. 503-232-8818 is the number to call. 1-877-500-5266, toll free anywhere else. I know there's people listening all over the country because announcement of this program went far and wide out to the 9/11 research community. So I'd like to know that there are people listening outside of Oregon calling in to pledge because you don't have community radio of your own. How are we doing on that $500 match, Marvin and Bill?
We have done well. Right now, Andrew, we only have about 10 copies of Crossing the Rubicon left for the $75 pledge.
We actually can order more. People shouldn't be concerned about not being able to get a copy because we do have the ability to get more if need be. And I would love to have to order more copies.
You betcha. You bet. Right now, we've got $1,420 in pledges, and we have about five more minutes to go. And Bill has some
$2,000.
$2,000. That's what we got.
We need 580 bucks, you guys.
Yeah,
out
keep
there.
It coming
so
on.
Keep those cards and letters coming in.
I see open phone lines. Yes. There's three open phone lines. Yeah. You can make your pledge.
We can get those
like
pledges
that.
And
come up them phone lines.
You can get through right now. These guys are men and women back here. Well, there goes one. And Bill's got some thank yous to give.
Yeah,
out.
We got Patty from Portland for an additional gift. Peter from Boring is a renewal. Vivian from Portland is a new member. Marion from Portland is a renewal. Eric from Portland is a renewal. Jim from Milwaukee is a renewal. Don from Portland is a renewal.
All right.
$1,420. We need 580 more.
So. Yeah, you can call us in here. We got about 4 minutes. Give us a call at 503-232-8818 or toll free at 1-877-500-5266. And that. We got one more going here. Just keep these calls coming in. I was just looking up.
One open phone line,
one
folks.
One open. Keep them coming.
Keep that. Get that phone full.
So you can get in there.
Yeah, I was looking up, and there's this wonderful intelligence failure T-shirt by the anti-propaganda campaign. And for $80 pledge or $650 a month deduction, you can have this wonderful T-shirt. It's just a great-looking T-shirt. And I think if someone would call in, they could get this wonderful T-shirt. And the phones are ringing. We still got some people here that, okay, there we got one more call in. So it looks like we're going to do really well. And Bill's got an announcement he wants to make here before.
Yes, as you know, the debate is going to be tonight in Arizona. But this morning there's going to be a news conference regarding Iraqi war veterans and military families. And these people are – Mike Hoffman is one of the people who is a veteran from the Iraqi war, and he says that, group has members stationed in Fallujah and Sahara. We're not really seeing the combat that's happening throughout Iraq in our TV screens. It's obvious that the Iraqis don't want us there. These aren't a handful of foreigners. Everyday Iraqis are fighting against us. And, you know, this is really, really an unpopular war worldwide. I think the only place it's popular is in the White House or maybe portions of the Pentagon. Also, speaking will be Fernando Suarez del Solar, whose son was
killed. Yeah, you know what? I met him in New York City at the Republican convention. He's the father of the first soldier killed in Iraq.
Yeah,
he's a U.S.
Yeah.
Marine, and he was told that his son was hit, was shot by enemy fire with a bullet to the head, and that's what killed him. But in fact, he dug further and found out that he had stepped on a cluster bomblet and was killed by U.S. ammunition.
Every month on our radio show, we talk about that, and the United States will not sign on to that landmine buying.
But right now, we're talking about supporting People Rise Up and KBU Community Radio, and the only place you hear announcements of events like this are on KBU. There's no other veterans-oriented radio in the entire city, probably even the state. There's nowhere else that you hear critical analysis of 9/11. Been doing this for over 3 years now, and I hope some of you have gained some understanding that the official story is nothing but a conspiracy theory.
It is definitely.
Yeah.
You can get a copy of Mike Rupert's new book, Crossing the Rubicon, for a $75 pledge to KBOO Community Radio. I see all the phone lines full, but I know it rolls over into other parts of the building, so keep those phones going. I'm going to actually say see you later to Marvin and Bill. Thank you so much for pitching.
You betcha.
You bet, Andrew.
And,
thank you, Andrew.
And we'll have names of people to thank at the next break. It's 11 a.m. This is KBOO Portland. And thank you very much to everyone who has supported KBOO this pledge drive, specifically this program. And let's beat that $2,000 goal. 503-232-8818. Or 1-877, and this is toll free, 1-877-500-5266. $75 pledge gets you a copy of Crossing the Rubicon, The Decline of the American Empire at the End of the Age of Oil by Michael Rupert. The website is fromthewilderness.com. And the People Rise Up website at kboo.fm has links to the book announcement, and a whole bunch of other stuff related to, well, every show, I guess, for the past 3 months. I keep 3 months of stuff up there at a time.